This is prayerteam.tv, a ministry of intercession for culture's influencers.
All right, let's pray. We're going to pray every week. We pray for an influencer, somebody that does have great influence in the nation. And today we're praying for former president, possible future president, Donald Trump. This is a man that he's not a savior, but he's a leader. And he's somebody that God has used, I believe. And even in his weakness, every one of us is weak. Every one of us has strengths. Every one of us is in a different place. And I think sometimes we have this picture where we're an influencer, a politician, an athlete, a musician, an actor, where they get saved. For example, Russell Brand just got saved and people are expecting him to be super Christian. And it just doesn't happen like that. It could take years. Every one of us is still in process in one way or another, but it can take years. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's not. So we're going to pray for Donald Trump that God does a work in his heart that's absolutely mind-blowing to him. So let's do this. Lord, we thank you for Donald Trump. God, we thank you, God, for the many good things that did happen, God, when he was president. We thank you, God, for the Supreme Court and how he impacted that. We thank you, God, for his openness, God, to receive prayer and his openness to promote Christian values. And I thank you for that. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would be with him right now. Lord, we do not know what the future holds. We don't know. We don't know what's coming. We don't know who the next president will be. We can guess, but we don't know. But I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would move on his heart right now. Do something in his life, God. Make him ready for whatever's coming. God, way more important than him being president of the United States, way more important than that, is him having a deep, intimate relationship with you. God, I come against the attack of the enemy, and there's a lot of that attack against his life. I come against that. We stand opposed to that. We stand opposed to witchcraft. We stand opposed to just assaults of wickedness. We pray, God, that you would protect him. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would burn in his life like a raging fire. Lord, let him have dreams and visions and encounters. Lord, should he be the president, I pray, God, that he would lead even very differently than he did the first time around, that he would lead from a place of revelation, from a place of hearing your voice, even more from a place of knowing you deeply. I pray, God, that this nation, God, would turn. And God, that you would use him however you feel that needs to happen. We bless him. We bless his family. Lord, I pray there would be a heavy anointing on his life. God, I pray he would re-sign up again and again, God, to follow you, to know you, to go deep in you. Lord, I pray that he would be full. I pray he'd be filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray he would be a tongue-talking president, if that should be the case, or a tongue-talking person. Lord, I pray that you would just do that in his life, God. Let him fall in love with you and just light up with the glory of God. We bless you. We thank you for Donald Trump and everybody that's praying for him said, amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to prayerteam.tv. Pray for influencers and connect with this ministry of revival at prayerteam.tv.